This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 24 for Thursday, August 17th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures closed higher on Thursday but faded somewhat from earlier gains, but all the while being supported by increases in Chicago soy oil. The November canola contract adds $4.50 at $7.95.20 per ton, and the January contract also gains $4.50 at $8.01.10 per ton. A trader says canola is relatively cheap when compared to soy oil, as there's little in the Canadian oilseed to push its own prices upward. Additional support for canola is coming from upticks in Chicago soybeans, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil. Meanwhile, Chicago soy meal is lower. Higher crude oil prices are spilling over into the vegetable oils. In the Saskatchewan Crop Report released today, the province-wide harvest is about 9% complete, with their winter cereals leading the way. The canola harvest registers at 1% finished. The Canadian dollar is lower on Thursday afternoon, with the loonie dipping to 73.83 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 73.98. The United States Department of Agriculture released its export sales report, and for the week ending August 10th, old crop soybeans come in at 93,600 tons. However, new crop sales are nearly 1.41 million tons. Soy meal includes old crop export sales of more than 126,000 tons, plus over 220,000 tons of new crop. Soy oil export sales total 700 tons. Corn export sales comprise of more than 233,000 tons of old crop and almost 705,000 tons of new crop. Wheat tallies 360,000 tons. The U.S. alleges Mexico is in violation of the free trade agreement with its ban on GMO corn imports. The U.S. is seeking to take the matter to a dispute resolution panel. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Thursday. The November contract rises 6.5 cents at $13.30 per bushel. September soy oil climbs almost 1 cent at 67.76 U.S. cents per pound. September soy meal loses $4.90 at $399.60 per short ton. Corn is higher as its December contract gains 4 cents at $4.86 per bushel. Oats are mixed, with its December contract tacking on 1 cent at $4.60. The U.S. wheat complex is lower, with Chicago December falling 8 cents at $6.15. Kansas City December gives up 11 cents at $7.41.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December is down 3.5 cents at $8.03. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Thursday, August 17th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.